Chapter 6. Maybe I Should Go. There's yet another cocktail party where Yoongi and Seokjin don't speak. Though in this case, even Yoongi has to admit, it's mostly because of him. With so many people gone, Seokjin has more time for them, and he's been circling a little closer than usual to everyone all night. There were lonely moments when Yoongi could have talked to him, could have even pulled him away from the patio and into the wild lawn for some of that precious alone time the others covet so much. He always manages to get himself to the other side of the party before it happens, dying a little more each time. When did he get to be so much of a coward, anyway? Yoongi snorts into his champagne from his place at the edge of the crowd, because he can pinpoint the exact moment when his bravery left him. Or two moments, maybe, working in tandem. The moment where Seokjin had stepped in front of the oncoming train at the water park, against every expectation Yoongi had carefully cultivated for him, putting bright smiles on Taehyung and Minho's faces for the rest of the day. And the moment where he'd taken them all aside to tell them Kwon-woo was leaving, and why, and looked at Yoongi like he could see every hidden piece of him just waiting to come to light. One moment to save him. One moment to damn him. And tonight, Seokjin's in his tightest suit yet, hair upswept in a new style that Yoongi can't stop noticing. And if Seokjin were here, he'd push her into the pool for doing this to him. Chilled nine air be damned. Because she'd laugh her ass off at this, at Yoongi wearing a tie and sipping a bubbly drink, and thirsting over a model wannabe in designer clothes, so far away from their tiny apartment and convenience store food aesthetic that he might as well be on the moon. It's not that he and Seokjin are dating, exactly. Neither of them do that, and they both hook up with other people whenever it fits into their nights. She'd be the first in line to congratulate him at his wedding, if Min Yoongi were the kind of person to have a wedding, and he'd be just the same for hers. That complete lack of attachment is exactly what they need to survive each other, and it feels good, almost all of the time, to have a living space that's never empty. But it doesn't feel good here, while part of his mind is still working on the puzzle of Kim Seokjin, and Yoongi's not used to feeling ashamed about anything these days. Especially things that don't matter, because when Seokjin had talked about Kwon-woo, his eyes had shimmered with tears that vanished the minute the camera turned off. Nothing here is real. Emotions as insubstantial as clouds, and Seokjin is acting. They're all acting, and Kwon-woo left for the story, not because Seokjin is interested in any of this. Any of them. Yoongi drains his glass and sets it down, and Seokjin is closing in on him again. He's got small lights in his eyes, and he's looking at him like they have a secret together, and his lips are infuriatingly perfect to imagine wrapped around Yoongi's dick. And just as he thinks it, Seokjin grins, like he can hear the thought, and Yoongi thinks that maybe it's time for his own dramatic exit from this nightmare. Taehyung tugs on Seokjin's arm and breaks the moment, and Yoongi grabs another champagne and drains it, too. "You're going to vomit bubbles if you don't slow down," says Hoseok, slinging his arm around Yoongi's shoulders.
"Wouldn't have to if they'd give us the good stuff again," says Yoongi,
not even trying to keep his voice down.
"I miss whiskey."
Hoseok laughs and leans in closer.
"Clearly you need to spend more time in my room, then."
"You have contraband alcohol and you didn't tell me?" asks Yoongi.
"What the hell, Hoseok? I let you win at pool and everything."
"You're not cool enough for the cool club, I guess," says Hoseok. "Jimin and I have been having a great time."
Yoongi shoves him away. "I see how it is. One bat of the eyes on a pretty face, and you're a total traitor.
You have no idea, says Hossok, sighing. But seriously, come by sometime. I've got all sorts of good shit. Alcohol, cell phones, cigarettes, whatever you need.
It's like a prison movie, or the secret black market of military service, and Yoongi smiles wryly to himself at the comparison as he snags another champagne glass. Maybe not the same as being trapped somewhere without hope, but parts of it are close enough.
What's it going to cost me?
He asks, but Hossok isn't paying attention anymore.
Holy shit, says Hossok, and it's soft and nothing like his usual expansive energy.
It's inward-facing, and Yoongi looks at him in concern before he follows his gaze across the party, where Taehyung and Seokjin are making out like there's not a single other person around. Seokjin's pressed against the solid brick of the house, perfectly illuminated, and Taehyung's devouring him with indecent enthusiasm, hands everywhere. It's hot and messy, and being filmed from multiple angles while the rest of them stare.
Ah, so that's happening.
Glass shatters to his left, and Yoongi tears his eyes away from the show to find the source. It's not hard, because Jimin looks like he's seen a ghost, like there's a piece of him inside the flute shards at his feet, mixed into the champagne, spreading like bubbling blood. Won-ho is next to him, but he doesn't seem to notice, and Yoongi wishes he were closer, able to put a hand on Jimin's arm. Because Yoongi's guts might have twisted, the sort of thing two gorgeous men melting into each other would do to anyone. But Jimin isn't twisting, but fading out, and he needs someone to steady him. But if Yoongi makes it obvious, Jimin will be embarrassed, and Yoongi's the last one he'd want anyway, so he looks around at everyone else in mute hope. Hee-chul looks disgusted, Min-ho nervous, and Nam-joon hasn't even noticed yet, staring at a clump of flowers with a vacant stare. Even Hossok is still staring at Seokjin and Taehyung's fervor. Seokjin's hands are all the way under Taehyung's jacket now, Yoongi notes mechanically. Taehyung's hands on Seokjin's ass like he's holding him together, and he doesn't seem capable of seeing anything else. But Jungkook is looking at Jimin too, like he wants to reach out and help, and Yoongi silently wills him to do something. He concentrates on it harder than he ever has on anything, until someone moans, and it's a sexy sound that drills directly into Yoongi's brain, until he can't concentrate on anything but two bodies, and the sounds of desire, and the way to breathe past the twisting.
That's one way to do it, I guess, mutters Hossok,
and Yoongi silently agrees. It's fucked up, how they're all watching, but Seokjin looks good this way. Hair mussed, and cheeks reddened, and hands roving. A little desperate, and a lot intense, and passionate to a scorching degree. He and Taehyung are well matched, suited in a way that goes beyond looks, and Yoongi's glad for them, he guesses, that this is happening. He's glad that there are people out there who want each other so badly that they'll fuck on camera just for the sheer joy of being close. They really are very sexy. A bird calls from the woods, light and intrusive in the scene. The stillness is almost unsettling, stretching into discomfort the longer it goes on, but no one breaks the spell. And Yoongi's about to be the one to do it, the one who clears his throat, or yells, or runs across the patio to shatter this moment, until Jimin whirls around and does it instead, vanishing into the distance, with a camera crew keeping pace. Taehyung and Seokjin don't notice, but everyone else breathes again, blinking the magic out of their eyes. And Yoongi thinks, fuck it, this is stupid, and he doesn't need to watch anymore. So he goes after Jimin,
moving past the floodlights of their little stage and into the plunging darkness around the rest of the house, where things feel a little more substantial again. He finds Jimin sitting on a small hill, head on his knees, breathing into the night. The camera is there, capturing him even in this moment, and Yoongi glares at the crew, but they don't care in the least. So Yoongi gets in their shot, sits right on the side where they are, and puts his arm around Jimin as tightly as he can. They just shift to his other side without comment, but Yoongi still feels like he won, somehow, when Jimin doesn't shake him off. "It's not real," says Yoongi quietly. "None of this is real." He doesn't believe it himself, since Taehyung's hands had basically been inside of Seokjin's body, but to his surprise, Jimin sniffs and nods. "I know," he says. "Tae doesn't mean it. It's just a TV show. It's just a dumb show, right?" Jimin shudders, a small sob escaping him, and Yoongi rubs his back. "It is a dumb show. But when I said it's not real, I didn't mean your feelings. You can feel real things whenever you want. If you feel something for Seokjin, it's okay." "It makes me stupid, though. You all think that. You've been laughing at me the whole time."
"I don't think you're stupid," says Yoongi. "I never have. You're smart, unfocused, and really nice to be around, even when you're trying not to be."
Jimin laughs, a wet sound, and Yoongi's chest loosens slightly.
"But Seokjin is just a guy," says Yoongi carefully. "He's pretty hot, but he's just a guy. You're going to find hundreds of them, maybe thousands, after this thing airs. You're gorgeous, if you hadn't noticed."
"It's not just," says Jimin. He looks up at Yoongi, and he has so many tears on his face, and Yoongi wishes he were 80 years old so he'd have a handkerchief with him. Jimin wipes his cheeks with his sleeve, which feels like a failure, but Jimin doesn't seem upset to do it. "I knew Jin before the show," says Jimin softly. "It's why they picked me." Yoongi frowns.
"You knew each other? You guys don't act like it."
"I said I knew him," says Jimin, and there's a lot of space around his words that Yoongi doesn't know how to explore safely. And Jimin seems to sense it, because he chuckles, very small. "It's not anything bad. Not really bad. I went to school with him."
"Ah," says Yoongi helpfully.
"He was ahead of me by a couple of years," says Jimin. "So we didn't really have classes together, but sometimes his classes were near mine, you know. I could see him most days." He trails off, staring down at his hands, and Yoongi says,
"That would be a lot to have to see."
"Yeah," says Jimin gratefully. "It was a lot. And he was gay. Not obviously, really, but it was sort of an open secret. It didn't make him unpopular. He couldn't be unpopular. He's too nice." Yoongi rubs his hand over Jimin's back again when he tenses up, probably thinking back to the decidedly not nice public makeout session, but he doesn't say anything. "Nice," says Jimin again, a little question in his voice. "Because one time, I dropped a whole armful of papers, just everywhere in the hall, and most people walked over them and laughed, but he didn't. He helped me pick them all up, even though he probably had better places to be, and he smiled at me when we were done and said, 'All better now?' And it was, when he asked. Everything was better." Noise returns behind them, the sound of the show restarting, but neither of them turn around. Yoongi realizes with a start that Jimin's still being filmed, and this is going to be a stupid storyline for public viewing. He hates it, but Jimin needs to talk about this. The undertones of his voice say this is a story he has to get out before he explodes, so Yoongi settles with shielding him from view as best he can. "I guess I went a little crazy," says Jimin. I really liked him. I had all kinds of dreams about how I would confess, and he'd fall in love, and then I'd be better forever. Like he could make that happen." Yoongi starts to speak, and Jimin cuts him off. "I know it doesn't work like that. I know now. But back then I just thought, why couldn't it? What rule said it couldn't be that easy to feel like I belonged? So I decided to try, and I planned out a whole confession scene. He stayed after school for drama club most days, and I left him a note at his locker so he'd go a little early to the room. I got him his favorite cookies, and I had a love song playing on a radio, and I got my hair cut. Hey, stop laughing!"
"Sorry," says Yoongi,
and it's okay because Jimin's smiling too. A faint little one that says he gets the joke.
"It's just so cliché."
"I am a cliché," says Jimin, a hint of his old sass. "I did my best, okay? I was so nervous, stammering and stupid in front of him, but I really tried. And he was nice then, too. He smiled just the same as he always did as he said thank you, but no. He said it just like that, no excuses or reasons or anything, and I couldn't even be mad at him because he made it so gentle. I almost wish I could have been mad at him, you know? It would have helped. But instead I just stayed in love with him like that, while he dated hotter, better people, until he graduated and went away. I thought it would be okay once he was gone, and it almost was. But when he showed up in that first drama, the one that made him famous, it all came back. Not that I ever thought I'd see him again in person, but every time I saw him on screen later, in a show or a movie, I'd think about how I was in law school, at the top of my class, and not so shy, and had grown into my face. And I'd think, I bet he'd fall in love with me now. If he met me again. Now it would be different." Yoongi hugs him again, and Jimin leans into his side more fully. Almost relaxed. Almost healed. "When I saw the call for Destined Hearts, I thought it really was destiny. It all made so much sense. But it's going to be no for me again. I know it. I can feel it. He didn't even remember me. And there's always going to be someone hotter, right?"
"Sure," says Yoongi. "That's true of everyone. Even him. But look, he's not going to fall in love with anyone here. That's not what this place is for. It's not fair to put that on yourself. And you don't need Seokjin to fall in love with you to be a person worth falling in love with, Park Jimin."
Jimin sniffles again, and Yoongi offers him his own sleeve this time, just to make him laugh. He looks around into the blackness, glaring at the placid camera team again, and he sees a shadow lurking behind them. A nervous shadow with big, doe-like eyes and dancing feet and his own camera crew, and Yoongi squeezes Jimin once more.
"I'm gonna go back to the party, see what's going on," he says. "We'll be okay out here?"
Jimin nods. "Yeah. And thanks for listening. Being nice. You didn't have to be. I was a real asshole to you before."
"Anytime," says Yoongi.
He extracts himself carefully, standing up and brushing off his pants, then makes his way over to a gently vibrating Jungkook.
"Is he okay?"
asks Jungkook. Very softly. Softly enough that Jimin probably can't hear him, which seems to be his whole goal.
"Is he crying?"
"A little," says Yoongi. "Will you sit with him? I need to go talk to Hoseok."
Jungkook takes a half step forward, then whispers,
I don't think he likes me very much.
Then do it for me. I don't want to abandon him.
Oh, says Jungkook, nodding. Okay, yeah.
Thanks, kid.
He takes a few steps away, then stops and turns around slowly. He doesn't have a camera crew, so he can easily stay unnoticed as Jungkook creeps up to Jimin and settles down next to him. He doesn't touch him, not really, but Jimin leans into him anyway. First Yoongi, now you, he says. Did the producers want me to have a fight or something?
I don't know, says Jungkook. He sounds a little terrified. I don't want to fight with you.
Jimin laughs, and he sounds exhausted.
Then let's not fight. Just talk to me for a while.
Okay, says Jungkook, a little too eagerly, and he pulls up a tuft of grass in his fingers. I can tell you about baseball if you want.
That sounds nice, says Jimin. Tell me all about baseball.
So there's 9 players on each team, says Jungkook, and Yoongi smiles. They're going to be fine, he thinks, and that's enough for right now. When he gets back to the patio, it's less a party and more a high-pitched business meeting. Seokjin is off to the side, in heavy discussion with a producer, while Taehyung talks to Minho and Namjoon and shoots inscrutable little glances at the rest of them. Heechul and Wonho are both yelling at someone even farther away, and they're being filmed, so it's not clear if they're really mad or not. Most people seem really mad. Yoongi sidles up to Hoseok, who's alone and relatively calm.
What's happening? Did they end up fucking?
He says it loud enough that Seokjin hears him, and looks at him, and Yoongi stares back without any expression at all.
No, says Hoseok,
and Yoongi realizes he's not calm in the least, just from the tension in that one word. Heechul wanted his own private time with Seokjin, and Seokjin said no. It's just going to be Tae, and now everyone else is pissed off. They're trying to figure out how to spin it. Yoongi looks at Taehyung, his mouth thoroughly kissed, his tie loosened around his throat just enough to be debauched, and shrugs.
Guess it's hard to blame him.
He realizes too late he didn't specify who him is in this situation, but on reflection, it doesn't really matter. Hoseok doesn't say anything, and Yoongi adds,
You want to tell me some secrets?
I'm Father Confessor tonight, ready to hear all your sins.
We'll get a camera crew, really do it upright.
You gonna wear one of those little collars? Asks Hoseok.
He's so good at this, so good, because he's smiling as his eyes glitter where he's staring at Seokjin. He's smiling like it's really funny, like they're having a great time, and Yoongi's in awe.
Because if you do, I'm all in.
My vestments are at the dry cleaners, sorry, says Yoongi.
And it's stupid, but it's all he's got. And Hoseok laughs almost genuinely. Taehyung makes his way over to them and says,
Are you telling jokes, Yoongi?
Nope, says Yoongi.
But you'd be really good at it, says Taehyung.
So did you see me earlier?
I think we all did, says Hoseok.
And Taehyung looks at him briefly, before turning back to Yoongi.
Drama is important, says Taehyung,
like that means anything. Yoongi snorts.
I'll be sure to tell that to Jimin when I see him again.
Jimin doesn't need to be told things, says Taehyung. He already knows. And Jungkook is with him, right?
Yoongi shrugs, with a hint of a nod.
So that's fine, then, says Taehyung, smiling big.
Hoseok, let's go look for crickets.
I heard some earlier. Hard to imagine you could hear much of anything earlier, says Hoseok.
He stands up and looks down at Yoongi, adding, Come to my room later, yeah?
Sure, says Yoongi.
Hoseok heads into the house, and no camera follows him either, but Taehyung does with his own crew, still talking about crickets, like Hoseok had agreed to dig through the dirt for hours with him. Yoongi closes his eyes and tilts his head back to the night sky, working out every kink he can feel building in his neck. It takes a long time, long enough that the yelling dies down, and the night gets quieter, and he hears a producer say, "You need to do a scene with Jungkook now. Let's get him." His eyes slam open again, up to the stars, and he's already moving before he's even thought about what he's going to say. "No," is what comes out, and Yoongi supposes it's clear and to the point. Seokjin is within touching distance for the first time tonight, but that doesn't really matter anymore. He's just a guy, and probably Seokjin just hadn't wanted to take his shirt off either, and moments were so much bullshit. But there's a fragile reality happening with Jungkook and Jimin, right now, and Yoongi will burn this production to the ground before he lets their artificial machinery destroy it. "Excuse me?" asks the producer, but Seokjin doesn't move. He just looks at Yoongi like he's been doing all night, like the world is a joke and they're going to be the punchline, and Yoongi still can't read him, but the difference is that he doesn't care. "You need someone to fight with him, right?" asks Yoongi. "For tension, whatever. Someone to get pissed off at what happened." "We've got Heechul's footage," someone says, but it breaks off into a muffled yelp of pain. The producer smiles. "That would be great. Fight scenes always add spice. Thanks for volunteering, Yoongi."
"Anything for the show. Where do you want me?"
"Over by the brickwork," says the producer. Yoongi heads over without answering, without even looking back, but he can feel Seokjin trailing him. He can feel it like wind on his back, like the pounding of heavy bass, and he can use that to get really mad. "Are you actually going to act?" asks Seokjin, almost playfully. Another infuriating thing, and Yoongi piles them up in his mind. "Yoongi-chi, I'm touched." Yoongi spins around and folds his arms, looking up once more. This guy is a fucking giant. He's going to need a box or something, and just as he thinks it, a PA runs up and gives him a little step to stand on, and that's another thing to add to the pile.
"Tall people should be illegal," he says as he steps up, growling. "And don't call me that."
"But it suits you so well," says Seokjin. He's much more devastating when Yoongi can look him comfortably in the eye, so he doesn't. But he's watching his mouth when it smiles and says, "I'm simply overwhelmed that you're doing this for me." A makeup artist comes by to touch Seokjin up, not needing to do much of anything, and she looks at Yoongi and gives up immediately, which is fair enough.
"It's not for you," says Yoongi.
"Ah," says Seokjin, and if anything, he seems a little brighter. "Who's receiving your golden heart this time?" Yoongi snorts.
"My heart doesn't even exist."
To his shock, Seokjin reaches out and puts two unerring fingers on his pulse line, pressing into his neck with gentle force, and the remaining part of Yoongi's brain tries to remember if they've ever touched before. Seokjin's looking at him like they haven't, and Yoongi's heartbeat picks up against his will, and he pictures him fucking Taehyung to calm it down. That's a bad plan, because it doesn't do shit for his heartbeat. "Of course it doesn't," says Seokjin, still pressing. Still smiling. He steps closer and whispers, "How can I help?" And Yoongi finally meets his eyes. This guy's as good as Hoseok. Better than Hoseok. Because if Yoongi didn't know that all of this was a farce, he'd think Seokjin meant it. He swallows once, heavily, and Seokjin lets out a single soft breath, and Yoongi's stomach drops to his shoes.
"Don't go looking for Jungkook," he whispers, "not in front of Jimin."
Seokjin nods and drops his hand. "Remember you're angry with me," he says in a more normal voice. Yoongi blinks until Seokjin adds, "For the scene, you're angry with me."
"Yeah," says Yoongi. "Right, I am."
"Good." And he's not smiling anymore when he says it, but Yoongi hears the smile underneath. And when he calls Taehyung a greasy opportunist and accuses Seokjin of playing with all of their hearts, the lights are still in Seokjin's eyes. Seokjin deliberately ruins a few takes, apologizing profusely to the watching crew, and Yoongi tries to stay angry, tries to be what he is, but all he feels is long, confident fingers on his pulse, and the anger floats away into the sky. Jimin and Jungkook come back together, both smiling, until they see Seokjin, when Jimin's face falls into something sadder again. They're just wrapping the fight scene, Seokjin finally letting the take come in clean, and Yoongi signals Seokjin with his eyebrows as the producer hustles over to Jungkook and murmurs something they can't pick up. Jimin's face falls further, and he pulls away from Jungkook, and Yoongi hates all of these people.
"Hey, Jimin," says Jungkook. "What's it called when they get two guys out on a single hit?"
"A double play," says Jimin, heavily, but his mouth twitches when Jungkook applauds.
"You've got it," he says.
He turns to Yoongi and Seokjin and says,
"He knows so much about baseball now. You can ask him anything. He learned really fast."
Yoongi doesn't have time to say anything before Jungkook looks back at Jimin and adds, "I have to go film something now, but I'll be right back, okay?"
"I'm not a 4-year-old at the grocery store," says Jimin,
but there's no sting behind it.
"I can take care of myself. Go do your scene."
Jungkook bounces over to them, and Seokjin leads him to another picturesque spot, listening patiently to his endless chatter. Yoongi hears, "Jimin is so smart," before they're out of range, and Seokjin looks back at Yoongi with a slightly raised eyebrow that, for once, Yoongi understands. It's just Jimin and Yoongi in their corner of the patio. No cameras this time, except for a PA carefully cleaning up the shattered glass that Jimin dropped. They both watch that for a bit, caught up in their own thoughts, until Yoongi says,
"Want a drink?"
"God, yes," says Jimin. "Let's find Hoseok."
They find him in his room, Taehyung still sitting with him in total silence, and they drink bootleg vodka on camera until they're being screamed at to come finish up the night's filming. By then, Yoongi's fuzzed enough that he thinks he can face Seokjin again, standing in the middle of a row of men who all want what he wants, and Seokjin gives him the second rose for his honesty. When he says Yoongi's name, smooth and deep into the night, Yoongi's traitor heart skips a beat. The next morning, it's like none of it ever happened, except that Wonho and Heechul are gone. Jimin and Taehyung are curled up on the couch, giggling over something that makes no sense to the rest of them. Hoseok and Minho are doing some kind of dance-off that feels like it's going to end in broken bones, and Namjoon has an ancient encyclopedia open on his lap, pen in hand to correct the outdated information as he reads. They're all very normal, and Yoongi certainly hadn't had any dreams last night. Yoongi finds Jungkook in the kitchen, staring through the pass-through at the domestic scene, his chin on his hands where he leans against the counter.
"Morning," grunts Yoongi.
Jungkook's dressed in his workout clothes, and Yoongi thinks for the 100th time that he should try to get into more shape, as he opens up the refrigerator and stares at the contents, hoping they'll somehow turn into breakfast.
Jimin made soup, says Jungkook, pointing at a thermos next to him. We saved you some.
Nice of him.
Yeah. It's more subdued than Jungkook's usual energy, and Yoongi gives him a sideways look as he opens up the thermos.
Everything okay?
Seokjin said he's falling in love with me, says Jungkook.
Yoongi nearly drops his soup.
I think he really meant it, says Jungkook, sighing. I don't know what to do.
Never has Yoongi wanted to be father confessor less, but he's in it now, and he's not going to run away.
Isn't it a good thing? You're winning.
I guess, says Jungkook. He's still looking at the living room, watching everyone else with worried eyes, and Yoongi's struck at how young he is. He hadn't really noticed before, despite Jungkook's endless enthusiasm, but he really is just a kid. I just think maybe there are better winners.
The best person doesn't always win, says Yoongi. You played sports, you should know that.
He pauses, sipping, then says,
Do you think Jimin would be a good winner?
He really wants to, says Jungkook, his feet bowing inward. He told me last night, when we were done talking about baseball. He likes Seokjin a lot, so I want him to win, too.
He says it miserably, forlornly, and Yoongi relents and pats him on the back.
There's a lot of filming left, yeah?
Yeah, says Jungkook. He sighs again. I wish I could talk to my aunt. She'd know what to do.
I might be able to help with that, says Yoongi. Hey, Hoseok, get in here.
Hoseok finishes some kind of ridiculous spin with a pop of flair, then shuffles into the kitchen on the same beat.
Yoongi, 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 what can I do for you today?
For him, says Yoongi, waving vaguely at still sighing Jungkook.
He needs to talk to his family.
Wow, I share a little vodka with you, and you think I give this shit away for free? Asks Hoseok. Presumptuous.
Yoongi rolls his eyes.
What's the price?
To you? Asks Hoseok.
You show me that little notebook you're always carrying around.
Fine, says Yoongi, only dying a little.
That notebook is a bit of his soul, and he doesn't like to show his soul, but there's still an alternate reality, so what does it matter?
Once it's done, come outside.
Well, I was just kidding, says Hoseok, smiling broadly.
But sure.
Jungkook, you've got yourself a generous benefactor here. Come to the Palace of Wonders, and I'll show you what his words have purchased.
He tugs on Jungkook's arm, who follows him willingly enough. He waves goodbye to Yoongi, still looking at the living room, until he spins to Hoseok in a burst of awareness and says,
You share a room with Jimin!
I do, says Hoseok.
That boy has a skincare routine that would shame the gods. I'll show you, okay?
They disappear up the stairs, and Yoongi heads out onto the patio with his thermos, tipping a thanks to a still-laughing Jimin on the way, and makes his way to his usual table. It's a friendly table, out of the way and with the sort of high-backed chairs that he likes to write in, and he pulls his notebook out of his pocket and lays it on the wood. As he always does, as he can't stop doing, he looks over at the guest house where Seokjin sleeps, where Seokjin lives, when he's not with them, doing whatever mysterious things he does when the cameras aren't around. The unruly part of his subconscious is very convinced that Seokjin sleeps naked, and that part had been in full control last night, as he kept working on a puzzle that wasn't meant to be solved. Seokjin had hurt them, and then helped them, and he'd touched Yoongi like they were on the way to something more, and Yoongi can't figure out which part of him is the game. If there are any parts of him that aren't the game. When he'd gotten ready for bed, it was the only question in his mind,
pounding through him as he brushed his teeth and washed his face, and then hopped in the shower with an annoyed sigh, because all he'd been able to think about was the soft way Sokjin had said, "Good." Grinning and charming and so very hot, and Yoongi didn't want to be good last night. So he hadn't been, and Sokjin had kissed him like he'd kissed Taehyung, but more. So much more, skin slipping and teeth grazing and fingers digging into muscle and bone until they ached. Yoongi had bit his lip against the cries, painting pleas into the shower wall. "Sokjin, Sokjin, Sokjin," needy and thready and buried underneath the pounding of the water on his shoulders. But it was good. It was so good. There aren't going to be any winners of this show. Sokjin is falling in love with Jungkook, and it might not be real, but it's still something he'd thought to say to the world after he'd told Yoongi he wanted to help. Yoongi tears his eyes away from the glare off of the guest house windows that obscures everything inside, and he puts his pen between his teeth and rereads his soul once more.